Firehouse Radio at blogtalkradio.com. You can interact with the show by calling 760-888-5749 or use the hashtag PWP Radio on Twitter. Here are your hosts, Jay Leno and Will TLD Vafidez.
It's TLD.
Yeah.
Four-time tag team champion. I'm curvy. I'm cute. I'm a champion.
Folks, it's phenomenal what I do. You get to lay on TLD.
Lay everything, damn it. I'm TLD.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is
brand new deals that we have at TLD Reference.
That's right. TLD is here live on the radio here at BlogTalkRadio.com. It's hashtag PWP Radio. We just got off the heels of an amazing Elimination Chamber pay-per-view. We are now 7 weeks, 49 days away for the big show called WrestleMania 29. I have my official co-host of the evening, 347. You know who you are. Tell everybody who you are.
What's up, dude? It's
How's
me, it's me.
Your opening thing. Go ahead, do your thing.
No, it's JCD, bro. What's up?
I know who it is. I want you to do your intro. I was trying to get you, like, motivated to do your intro.
Oh, well, I need my theme music.
Oh, I don't know that. I don't do that board. Anyway.
Yeah, don't worry about that,
all right? JCD, don't worry about it. Thanks for calling in. What an amazing show we had, Elimination Chamber. We are now finally done. Before we talk about the results, we're going to go through the card. And then we're going to see where this leads us. We now know two matches for WrestleMania. We will get to that. So don't worry. We're going to talk about all the great things called Elimination Chamber. Let's get right going. But before we do that, make sure you check us out at ProWrestlingPowerhouse.com. People, if you don't know who we are, we write articles. We write blogs. We talk about pro wrestling today. Everyone writes great, amazing articles. Bless you. About all the different things that are going on in pro wrestling, including some past articles. JCD, you're a writer as well, right?
Yeah, I have quite a few articles on there.
Sorry, I'm not one of the writers. I'm more of the video and audio guy, you know, and that's where my thing is. But it's a great website. Check it out. And every episode we have ever done, including interviews with Mike Bennett, ECW guys, we have tons of independent wrestlers we have interviewed. JCD has interviewed a couple of them as well. We just did Arta Ocal, one of the most well-known gentlemen in the industry who gets amazing interviews, and it was great to have him. And we had ROH superstar Mike Bennett talk about going down to the camp and how he got to where he is and some great stuff. So make sure you check that out.
And Will, real quick.
Yes.
Real quick on the Bennett interview. I was at the FWE show last night,
mm-hmm.
and I saw Bennett and I saw Maria, and as soon as I mentioned that interview to Maria, her eyes lit up. 32,000 clicks as of yesterday, according to Maria.
Amazing.
From that interview.
You know, we couldn't thank Mike Bennett enough for doing that for us. You know, we had to reschedule due to issues, but I'm very glad he was able to accommodate us. And it was a phenomenal interview, and it is available only here at blogtalkradio.com and on iTunes. Check it out. But that's enough of the plugs. Let's talk right into the pay-per-view. We started off with the World Heavyweight Championship that was on the line, Alberto Del Rio and The Big Show, a regular singles one-on-one match. JCD, I want to know what you thought about this match. And at the ending of the match, it made sense on later on in the show who won, why that went that way.
Yeah, you know, this was not as cut and dry as, you know, you would think it would have been. There was still, you know, some question as to whether or not they would pull the plug on Del Rio. But I think tonight, and with how well they've booked him since he's won the title, I don't want to say as a face because, you know, post-TLC and then the Christmas Eve Raw, they kind of faltered with him. But ever since he won the title, I think this stretch leading into the Chamber was his most impressive run. And the way he won tonight and the way they made him look strong, this is going to work with him as a face. Big Show tapping out, I would have never thought it. And it just makes Del Rio look really strong going into WrestleMania, especially with who he's going to face, and we'll get into that in a little bit. I like the idea that they made him make Big Show tap out.
I think that officially takes away, you know, Big Show out of the World Heavyweight title. He's lost twice to Del Rio, and Del Rio has been in two different types of matches where it proves that he was a big disadvantage, and it showed that. And I was not overall impressed with the match. I thought the Royal Rumble match was definitely a lot better. You know, obviously a different stipulation involved, but it was still a really great, you know, contest. I think the whole point of this match was to legitimize Del Rio as the World Heavyweight Champion. I think that's what they were trying to go for. And, you know, like I said, it wasn't the greatest match in the world, but I thought the ending, there was a little mess up at the ending, but they recovered. And Alberto is still your World Heavyweight Championship winner, man, whatever. So overall, I would give that, you know, it wasn't, like I said, I thought the Royal Rumble was a lot better. I would assume you agree with that.
Yeah, the Rumble match was better, but I think part of what made the Rumble match better was the stipulation attached to it, the whole, you know, the last man standing stip to it, so they could do a little more.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'll give you that. The Rumble match, I think, was better and told a better story, but I think tonight set Del Rio up stronger.
Yes, I totally agree with that, and we're going to see what goes forward from that point. And before we actually continue, let's talk about the pre-show, the YouTube show. We had what we now know as Sweet Tea and the Funkadactyls, the Funkasaurus, teamed up together against Road Scholars and defeated them. And it looks like we're going to see a new tag team on the horizon here of Tenzai and Brodus Clay. What did you think of that, if you saw it?
I didn't see the pre-show, but we discussed this Wednesday night, me and Rick did on our show.
And what show is that, by the way?
Oh, you didn't know, every Wednesday night at 9 o'clock?
There you go, gotta get the plug.
I like that. they'll be tag champs. This will get over enough to the point where they may not beat Hell No, but they'll beat the team that beats Hell No for the belts. They're gonna be tag champs. They are. It's just gonna be one of those things that gets over for all the wrong reasons, and you know, beating Rhodes Scholars. I mean, it's a shame to see Sandow and Rhodes put in that spot, but it's a good spot for Clay and Tenzai to be in. So you know, we'll see where it goes from there.
You know, I always say that if two guys are not working, and this is something that I've done, you know, as a promoter, also as a wrestler, that if two guys just don't work out singles competition, you put them together and you get gold. And that happened with Team Hell No. It's happened with other teams in the past, you know, that's happened with the New Age Outlaws are probably the best example of that. You know,
two guys definitely. Not
doing anything. And, you know, you put them together and there's something there. Road Scholars, I would say, would be in the same category. You know, and a lot of times, and I was put in that exact same situation where I did nothing going on, and it was a fluke that I just happened to be in a tag team, and I ended up being with the same tag team for 5 years until, well, recently. But that's all on Brooklyn4.com if you want to know why that happened. But anyway, and I think that this team does have something going on. So, I, you know, as many people would say, how is Tensai in the spot? I can tell you right now, if he wasn't doing this, he'd probably be fired based on what happened. So you know what? You got to go with what you got, and you know what? You can't really complain. I tell you right now, I will do whatever the E tells me. And if you don't do what the E tells you, then you're in that spot.
You know what's interesting about these two guys? And I was talking about this forget which show it was on, but they've got the ability that, you know, they could either get over as faces and, you know, they'll work and they'll get a title run, or you could actually turn these guys heel at some point
and be a dominant,
and it would work almost as like a modern day natural disasters, like a big monster team.
Agreed.
You know, and it would work the other way too. So this has got some potential to have some length to it either way.
I totally agree with that. You know, I hope good things happen with those guys. Let's go forward now after the pre-show, which, by the way, you can only get on YouTube or the WWE app. And I got to tell you, they get a lot of views on that YouTube Live. They had, like, when I was watching, 57,000 people. That's pretty impressive. And the fact that they can hold a stream that with that many people watching it's pretty amazing, I think, on at least on the internet portion of it. So I think that's pretty
cool.
Yeah,
especially since it's live.
Yeah, indeed. So going forward, the United States Championship, it was Antonio Cesaro versus The Miz. One of the, I would say, the second best match of the night. I was really impressed with this match. Very strong by both Cesaro and Miz. Miz obviously was a little injured after the swing of doom on the guardrail, which was unbelievable. I had never seen something like that. That shows
you
amazing strength. And Cesaro, very strong. But also The Miz came out very strong because at the end of the day, Antonio Cesaro accidentally got low blowed by The Miz, and The Miz was disqualified due to an accidental low blow that Cesaro pointed out. Definitely a screw job for The Miz. I don't even know why we should even talk about this match. This is ridiculous. You talk about CM Punk getting screwed. That was the biggest screw job in CM. Talk about this match.
Yeah, but you know what, though? You know what's great about this now? When was the last time, legitimately, you could say the U.S. title had, forget about a month-long feud, we are now into two-plus months in this feud, and it's going to continue. You know what? The fact that we have a secondary title that actually has something going on, there's got to be another match, whether it be, I don't think it happens at WrestleMania. I don't think you could carry this feud on for seven more weeks. I don't think you can.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you could take this, you know, what's to say, you know, the second Raw of March, which would be pretty much the halfway point, put Miz Cesaro in a match that's actually going to matter and blow off their feud. You know, one of those loaded, you know, mid-March Raws, put it on there. Give it some time, you know, let it go. You know, this is great. They haven't done this in a while.
He's had a credible run. You know, I was a doubter in him. I've said this before about him. I still have my doubts on him, but, you know, he's grown on me with this U.S. gimmick, you know, carrying around the flag. He's doing the opposite of what most people would do, but he's also doing it in a heel way. The only problem is there's someone else kind of doing the same thing right now, but, you know, which for me, a prominent tag team, in my opinion. But, you know, I like Cesaro winning that matchup. I think I agree with you on that, JCD. There should definitely be a break off in this. I think Cesaro has to face somebody he's never faced before, who is from the United States at WrestleMania, to kind of get over the whole thing. His whole gimmick is basically no one from the U.S. can beat him for the U.S. title, and that's a strong statement because no one has actually beaten him.
Yeah,
so,
and you know, it's funny, you know, all these people that are clamoring for Christian to face him at WrestleMania. The problem is Christian is from Canada.
Yeah, well, you know, honestly, you know, it just takes a guy to stand up to him. If Christian's the guy, Christian's the guy. But right now we have to try to find somebody on that roster that can go against him. But overall, I thought that was a very strong match. I thought both Miz and Cesaro looked amazing in that match. I thought the idea of taking out the leg after the Miz was already hurt with a shoulder, I thought it was a very good United States Championship match. Like I said,
I agree with you. They told a good story. You know,
mm-hmm.
Miz did a good job of selling the, like you said, the swing of doom, you know, and you know, the whole accidental DQ, it was a great finish. I liked it. I really enjoyed it. I've enjoyed Cesaro's work, you know, ever since day one. I've always liked him, and this is the best work Miz has done as a face, and, you know, hopefully it keeps going.
Definitely makes him credible. All right, so let's go on to before we do that, did you know that the Elimination Chamber has been sponsored by WWE Power Slammers and G.I. Joe Retaliation? Just letting you know.
Yeah, I may have heard that once or twice tonight.
You know, I have to say, though, those Power Slammers are pretty cool. You know, it's it's not too bad of an idea, actually. You know, if I was a kid, I probably would buy those. You know,
oh, yeah.
You let those keys. I mean, it's pretty cool. If you ever check it out, check them out, see if you like them. You know, they're pretty interesting. So let's go go ahead. You were going to say a thing about the slammer?
I was going to say, we've come a long way from just the pure rubber, none of the arms or legs move figures from the past.
Right. No more jacks, no more any of that stuff. We have moved
LJN.
On. LJN. LJN, yes. So, yeah. All right. So let's move on to the next match, which is, in my opinion, the match of the night, the Elimination Chamber, to determine the number one contender for the World Heavyweight Championship. at this year's WrestleMania, which we are attending. Oof. So, interesting match. I would say it was really good. The first two in there were Chris Jericho and Daniel Bryan. Then out came, I believe it was Kane. I believe it was Jack Swagger after that. Then
yeah,
Kane.
Swagger came third, then
yep,
Kane.
And then Kane came out. Then we had Randy Orton and then Mark Henry. All six men were in the chamber at the same time. So everybody kept on. No one got eliminated till the last guy. But Mark Henry was really strong in that match. He came in there with a house of fire and took out both Kane and Daniel Bryan after they tried to tag up backstage, but that ended up breaking apart. So, you know, what were you thinking as when Mark Henry was starting to go on that destruction path? What were you thinking about this? Did you think he was going to win?
I started to, when he took out Kane and Bryan, and you know who I thought was going to win, you know, we had this discussion Tuesday night, so you knew I wasn't on the Henry bandwagon, but when he took out Bryan and Kane with ease and started going after Jericho and Swagger and kind of rebounding from them, double-teaming them, I was like, wow, they're going to do this. They're gonna have them win, and then, you know, it was really cool and probably a great way to take him out and keep him looking strong with the, you know, with Swagger hitting him with that kick and then Jericho with a code breaker and Orton with the RKO, and then he gets pinned and then he gets up and leaves and then comes back and lays everyone out. That was the best thing you could have done for Henry other than have him win.
I really thought for a second he was going to go after Booker T. In fact, Henry did get eliminated after three big moves from Swagger, Jericho, and RKO. He came back into the ring, World's Strongest Slam. Actually, all five people got it tonight, but those last three,
mm-hmm.
Swagger, Randy Orton, and Chris Jericho took
Jericho,
three.
Yeah.
And Booker T. came out there. I really thought for a second we were going to see Booker T. and Mark Henry go at it. Which, actually, I would not mind seeing those two actually fight at WrestleMania. That might be something new. You know,
yeah, it would be a little different.
Yeah, it would be a little different. I would see, I could see why they would do it, with Henry not advising by the rules. But the last three were Jack Swagger, Chris Jericho coming out there, as well as Randy Orton. And Orton, again, looked strong. I tell you, this last part of the match was very, very exciting. You know, three guys who could go, you know, and Jack Swagger stood out, you know, was standing out to me in that match, lasting as long as he did. And when I first saw him get into the chamber, he looked like he belonged there in that group, where I would say a year ago, we wouldn't believe that. I mean, did you feel that, JCD? I mean,
I I've been big on his return since he's come back. So, he just had that intensity and, you know, that look and, you know, just the little stuff, like not being silly. Yeah, he looked like a legit main eventer who's been there before.
Exactly. And it ended up becoming where Chris Jericho got eliminated by an RKO by Randy Orton. But right after that, Jack Swagger with the roll-up, 1-2-3, and the real American is the number one contender at WrestleMania. Boy, I was looking at my Twitter feed. That people were going absolutely nuts on that. Did not nobody called Swagger winning that, of course, except you. So we talked about him winning that because the potential of Alberto Del Rio winning, this gimmick has something going. You know, I really definitely feel this gimmick, you know, with Jack Swagger as We Are the People. It's a very risky storyline, a risky character based on what they're talking about. But, man, Jack Swagger proved everybody he's ready to go, you know. What did you think of the overall match in general?
I thought it was great. I thought it was one of the better chamber matches. It told a great story. The outcome wasn't obvious, as some of them in the past have been, which was good, too. You had about pretty much, except for Bryan, you pretty much had five ways this could have gone. You know, well, no, four ways, because Kane wouldn't have won either, but...
they had the pre-show, the pre-match, it almost looked like Kane was like, I've never been in a main event in 15 years. You know, they were kind of teasing that.
I caught that too. But, I mean, you could make a case for Henry. You could have made a case for Jericho. You could have made a case for Orton. And I made the case for Swagger. And it was good that it wasn't like, oh, it's obvious so-and-so is going to win. And, a lot of guys were booked very well, even in defeat. You know, they were booked good. Everyone looked good. The action was good. It was smooth. You know, sometimes that chamber can be a detriment, but it wasn't. They weren't too over the top with some of the spots, but they still got the usual spots in, like, you know, a couple guys going through the pods. And you know what? The swagger rolling up Orton was perfect. Was perfect.
Because
it shows that
sneaky.
He was on his game.
Yep.
He was aware, you know, he was aware of what was going on, and he was focused, and he took advantage of the moment. And that so much, rather than him pinning Orton with the doctor bomb or getting him tapped to the ankle lock, that right there was a big, small step for Swagger.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I was very happy of this match. I think that Swagger looked extremely strong in this match. When he was lasting passing Kane and Daniel Bryan, I had a twitch in me thinking he might win, and boy, I couldn't believe it, but they pulled the trigger on him. You know, the World Heavyweight title match is interesting. We now know it will be Alberto Del Rio against Jack Swagger. Boy, you're talking about two young guys going after the championship belt. This is going to be quite interesting. You know, a lot of people, I think, you know, when we were talking about this months ago, we were talking Big Show versus Ryback for the World Heavyweight title, Randy Orton versus Sheamus. Boy, they went in a completely
With Ziggler.
Right. It's a complete different direction, you know, of what we were talking about. There was no way we were talking about Alberto Del Rio. There was no way we were even close to even talking about Jack Swagger. You know,
I think we all had Swagger facing Cesaro.
We didn't even have that because we didn't even see him. You know, that was a possibility, but man, they jumped it. They went right from the top of the mountain, you know, and with Dutch Mantel on his side, you know, talking for Swagger, which is a strong thing. We knew that for years. Managers are so important with Paul Heyman, Dutch Mantel there, you know, with AJ Lee there. You know, there is a lot of managerial coming back, I would say, but I think Swagger has more of a potential of growing with that, you know, as a stable. You know,
yeah, and there's a good way you can book Swagger. You've got 7 weeks till WrestleMania, so you have 14 shows realistically. You got Raw and SmackDown. As long as he beats Mysterio, Sin Cara, and even Orton along the way, he's set. That's what he needs to do. He needs to beat those three guys.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that they have a lot of weeks to build this up. And I think they need this amount of build for this group.
And not even so much like the, you know, the quote unquote the little controversy, you know, with where, you know, Swagger and Dutch Mantel lie against Del Rio and the cultures and whatnot. But what I was kind of talking about earlier when I said, you know, it was important that they made Del Rio look good with the armbar, because Swagger's going to look awesome with the ankle lock going in. And if you can make this match about the submission aspect of it, that's going to give that match a whole different dynamic going into WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree with you. We do have a call on the line. We're going to take the call in. 609, you are now live. Tell us who you are, and I know you're from New Jersey. State your name.
My name's Jay Dickface.
Oh, wonderful. I love the fact that Jay is on the phone, one of my close personal best friends. Jay, welcome to PWP Radio with TLD Wrestling on. How you doing?
Good. How are you, TLD?
I'm doing just wonderful. Jay, I like to call him Negative Jay, just because he's very upset because he doesn't like anything WWE puts on television. But I would love to see what your opinion was, Jay, of this chamber match itself. Go ahead. Take it away. And if you do
Listen,
curse,
I'm not going to curse, but I think that was the biggest pile of crap pay-per-view I've seen in a year.
There you go. I told you, Negative J, ladies and gentlemen, on the phone.
Not negative, sir. You're just too damn positive. That's not my fault.
Okay, so why don't you like Jack Swagger winning?
Because Jack Swagger's been back for a total of 2 weeks. Why am I supposed to be interested in Jack Swagger? Why couldn't they build him up before they get him this?
Well, you know, that's what a lot of people will probably argue with, is that, yeah, he's probably not ready. I'm one of those guys, too, because I like the way the gimmick's going, but he is a little too soon to get the title match. But, you know, the World Heavyweight title has been down to, you know, being an opener anyway on the card. So it's not like it's been as prevalent as it has been in the past.
All right, well, let me ask you this one. Going into the match, it's obvious that Del Rio is going to be the face and Jack Swagger is going to be the heel.
Mm-hmm.
But every week coming out on Raw beforehand, Jack Swagger and Zeb Coulter are going to talk about anti-American stuff and all that. All that's going to do is make, in some towns, that's going to make people cheer for Jack Swagger.
That could be, you know. I mean, JC,
can I get in on that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, the reason why this works, though, is because of where WrestleMania will be. This is literally all about location, location, location. It doesn't matter when Raw is in Mississippi or Tennessee leading into WrestleMania or wherever the hell they're going to be. The fact that WrestleMania is going to be right outside New York, and Will, this is how I based this last week when I said Swagger's going to win this. You're going to have a very large Hispanic population in New York, in New Jersey, that is going to root for Del Rio. And at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what the reaction is on Raw or on SmackDown leading into this. It's going to matter what kind of reaction that match gets at WrestleMania. And with that much emotion from that crowd, you're going to get a good reaction out of it. Del Rio's going to get a monster pop from that crowd, and Swagger's going to get booed out of MetLife Stadium. That's why this works now.
Okay, well, we got two different opinions on that. You know, I thought the Chamber was still a very good match. I thought the match itself was good, even though there's a difference of opinion on who won the match. I still liked the way the ending went. We didn't get a cash-in from, you know, Dolph Ziggler, which I was expecting in the beginning match. I was actually...
after Mania.
Yeah, it could be right at Mania if Alberto wins, or I don't know. It's going to be an interesting WrestleMania going forward. But now let's talk about the Shield, ladies and gentlemen, the Shield. Roman Reigns, Dean Ambrose, Seth Rollins versus Ryback, John Cena, and Sheamus. The Shield goes over as the victors in this match. I could not believe that. I couldn't believe they beat Super Team of the WWE. The Shield wins. You know, Jay, what do you got to say? That rhymes, by the way.
I actually have no problem with the ending of that match. I wanted the Shield to win. I picked the Shield to win.
Excellent, even though you don't like the Shield's theme music.
What, the weird me spelling out Shield? Yeah, that's, and they're coming out of the crowd every single time, being like Edge and Christian. No, they needed the win because, you know, how many more times can Sheamus and Cena beat somebody? And what would the Shield do if they lost? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. That's what my fear was.
Some of these idiots move on, win the tag belts, go into Mania and defend the tag belts, and then go on your way.
I think the Shield, as a three-man team, you know, they only had two matches so far. They've had a unbelievable six-man TLC match at, you know, TLC, which was one of the best matches of the year. And then you have this team. They actually defeated three of the top faces in the company. You really can't get better than that, you know, with the Shield getting that credibility. They bring it in the ring, and they act like a real three-man stable. JCD, what do you say about that?
Yeah, I was –
Shut up, Shane.
Oh, God. That was Mr.
– Yeah.
Yeah, they left. Okay. Go ahead, continue. Okay. I told you, Negative J was on the phone, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I kind of wanted them to win, especially without – and I kind of had them winning, especially without the elimination aspect added in. I think the more telling story was the end after Ryback got pinned, you know, the whole storming off and all that. I think you got a little bit of an interesting story here, but where does Ryback go from here?
Yeah, I mean, I could definitely see something happening with that. You know, the Shield, I mean, Ryback was a little pissed. So, you know, obviously he's lost every match against the Shield. He just can't beat them. You know, as
nope.
strong as he is, you know, he looks strong at that end. Oh, my goodness, he did. You know, that was pretty amazing. We have a couple callers on the line here. We're going to take caller. The first one that came in is 661. You are live on the radio. State your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, guys, this is Sean. I'm calling from Santa Clarita.
Santa Clarita, Sean, how you doing?
Doing all right.
Aren't you happy to be on PWP Radio right now? Tell me how happy you are.
I'm psyched, man. I'm psyched to be on here. Love what you guys do on here. My thoughts on Elimination Chamber, I'll admit, I walked into that pay-per-view with kind of low expectations. I mean, I didn't really think the WWE did all that great selling me on it, but... I thought it was good. I mean, Del Rio winning the match, I knew that was going to happen. I didn't expect the Shield to win. I mean, I'm glad they did win, but I didn't expect them to. But let me ask you guys this about with the Elimination Chamber and Swagger winning the match, and now it's him versus Del Rio at Mania. Do you think this is kind of a make or break for Jack Swagger?
I don't think so, actually. And the only reason why is because he lasted a long time in the match, which is why I thought he was very strong going into it. I think that if he lasted the whole way and lost, he was still credible in my eyes. And like I said, right in the beginning, when he got into that chamber, he looked like he belonged. There's a lot of guys who get in that ring and just don't belong with guys like Kane, Randy Orton, Chris Jericho, guys who have been there for so long. Even all those guys have been there for a long time. The two new guys are Swagger and Daniel Bryan. He's already got the credibility. Swagger was the only one that was not credible to me, but the way he went through that match, and as long as he lasted, it was a 30-minute match, he proved to me that he belonged there. JCD, what would you say?
Yeah, I agree. I get what he's saying with the whole make or break it. Like, if Swagger falls on his face with this, like he did in 2010, but I think as long as they keep Dutch Mantel with him, I think it's fine. If something happens and they get too much pressure, you know, depending on where they take the Mantel character, and they got to drop the character, then I think Swagger's in trouble. And I think that's the only way in this incarnation of him that Swagger would be in trouble. I said this to you guys last week. This has got money written all over it. Go watch those early JBL promos from 2004 when he first turned heel. This is, and he started that feud with Eddie. This is the exact same thing. And you know what? JBL didn't end up too bad at the end of the day.
I agree. I definitely agree. Sean, stay on the line. I'll keep you on for the next part. We have another phone call, 920. You are now live with PWP Radio. What's your name and where are you calling from? 920, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from? All right, I'll X him out. He'll come back in a little bit later. So with the Shield winning, I think this makes them credible. I don't know what they're going to be doing for the WrestleMania show. I'm not too sure what they're going to be lining up. Tag Team Gold seems very promising, but they got 7 weeks to build it up. And I could see a 6-on-6 tag. I don't know. We're going to move forward, though. Through the show, we have about 30 minutes left. If you want to call in, by the way, I never even gave the damn number out, 760-888-5749. We are ProWrestlingPowerhouse.com. We write articles and blogs on what's going on in the pro wrestling industry, and you can get all those articles there. We are on Facebook. We are on Twitter, at PWP Powerhouse. We also are live here on Blog Talk Radio. We have iTunes. There's so many different ways you can get us. And we were going to move forward now to two bonus matches, which a lot of us didn't know about. One of them was Dolph Ziggler against Kofi Kingston in a great matchup. The idea was Dolph Ziggler came out upset that he wasn't on the show, which was more his fault anyway. But that's what the match was. Kofi came out. They had a brawl, a good matchup. Dolph Ziggler wins the match, but Big E Langston came out in the end and completely destroyed Kofi Kingston. Sean, tell me what your feeling was about that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, from what we've seen in the past, Dolph Ziggler and Kofi Kingston have good chemistry in the ring. They know how to put on a good match. And, you know, I know a lot of people were saying that we're expecting Dolph to maybe cash in tonight on Del Rio, but, look, the second that ADR and Big Show was the first match of the night, you knew that wasn't going to happen. And at this point, I think Dolph will finally cash in at WrestleMania. But that was a surprising match and didn't disappoint at all. I mean, both guys have tremendous ability, and I'm a fan of both guys. And I've been when Dolph won Money in the Bank, I was one of the guys that was screaming, "He's ready." But here's the thing, when he wins the world championship, do you think that he should still have his little entourage of AJ and Big E Langston, or should we actually see how Dolph can do on his own?
Well, that's a good point, Sean. JCD, what would you say to that? Uh-oh.
I don't know. I think
breathing
he's
is not good, ladies and gentlemen. He's doing one of two things, so But anyway, go ahead. Go on.
You know, I could see it initially him keeping them around, but then as his run with the belt continues, I could see him break away from them. They've kind of teased that a little when, you know, Langston cost them the cage match, and then the thing this past Monday where he knocked AJ off, and that cost him the match against Jericho. So I could see it. I think the longer his reign goes, the better chance you have of that happening.
Oh, you got a little hiccups there, JCD. You got to control those. Hold your breath for a couple of minutes. Anyway, Sean's on the line. Don't worry. We can cover for you. So anyway, my feeling on this is that Dolph Ziggler does not need Big E and does not need AJ. I think starting going to WrestleMania, I think AJ will go more on her own. I'm hoping anyway, at least towards the championship route of that. So I want to mute you there for a second. So I think that Dolph Ziggler needs to be on his own. Once he wins that belt, we'll see where it goes. But AJ is still a good attraction to him. It makes him a heel with Big E Langston. I think keeping that heelness going is why they're doing that. So let's move on to the next one. It was a kind of another surprise match, but it was announced on their WWE app on WWE Active. Caitlin versus Tamina Snuka for the Divas Championship. And it ended up being Caitlin winning in about 4 minutes or so. Caitlin wins the matchup. Kind of a surprise match thrown at us. But, you know, in my opinion, when you have matches like this, I think Tamina, in my opinion, should have been, you know, won by DQ or something like that to continue it going. Because now that she was beat, I don't honestly see a reason why she should be in line for a title shot. Sean, tell me your opinion on that match if you have one.
Well, I didn't think that they were going to take the belt off of Caitlin so soon. I mean, we're still seeing kind of a transition with the Divas division now that pretty much every signature one that we know, like Kelly Kelly, Beth Phoenix, and now Eve Torres have left the place. I mean, the only veteran Divas you have are Natalya and Layla. Layla's kind of irrelevant, and Natalya's kind of in a WTF moment with her little group with Kali and Hornswoggle.
Yes.
But you know, I can see Tamina winning the belt. I just didn't think they were going to do that tonight. But,
yeah,
there was
no build to it.
I agree. The finish should have been different than just Caitlin winning cleanly. I mean, they should have had like something where either it's a DQ finish or hell, even if it was a roll up and Tamina goes on saying it was a fluke, you can't beat me. Even then, I would have mildly accepted that. But having her just lose cleanly to Caitlin, no, I don't think that was the right way to handle the match. But it, for a Divas match, I guess it was decent. But hopefully it's not the end. It's not the last we see of this feud.
Thank you, Sean. JCD, what do you think?
Oh, this feud's totally over.
Yeah, there you go.
This is going to be Caitlin AJ at WrestleMania.
Well, my only concern with that is that AJ will be cheered. She's going to be in New Jersey. That's her hometown. You know, she didn't wrestle too far from there. You know, I'm worried about maybe that's why they're not going to do it, because she is a heel. I don't know what they're going to be able to do to try to convince that, but that's what I think the biggest problem is, that we're all going to cheer for AJ. I mean, that's why I think they won't do it. I think they're going to have to keep going with Snuka just for that reason.
I don't know. I think they're going that route. I think especially if she's still with Ziggler, I could see that being a little bit of an underlining theme for that. You know, with her being the Divas champ and then Ziggler being the world champ, if Ziggler does the cash in there, I could see them running that a little bit, you know, kind of like in the tradition of Edge and Lita and Triple H and Stephanie. I think that's going to happen.
All right, well, let's talk about now. We have about 20 minutes left. We left some time for The Rock versus CM Punk. If The Rock was disqualified or count out, he would lose the championship. Just to add a little bit of into that match that CM Punk was trying to make, you know, The Rock basically lose the match on purpose just because he was slapping him, spitting in his face, making it count it out, different ways to get him lose. it almost looked like CM Punk was actually going to win the match because of that stipulation added on, but no, did not happen that way. We had two ref bumps, and The Rock is still the WWE champion, as probably most people expected. He is now going to face John Cena at WrestleMania 29. Sean, give me your opinion about the match itself.
Well, I like the way the first match went, and this time, yeah, adding that stipulation and everything that Punk tried to do to get the match in his favor, that added a nice little element to the match. But what it leaves me intrigued about is a couple of things. Is one of them is that now that Punk lost and it looks like Cena versus Rock is imminent now, what do you do with Punk come Mania? Because there's no way you don't have him on the card. Two is also that having Heyman club him with the belt. Now, what happens between those two? Could we actually see possibly Lesnar versus Punk at Mania? That's an interesting element, because here's something else to remember with Paul Heyman. He always seems to backstab somebody. Because he did it to Lesnar at Survivor Series when Lesnar was first champion. Look what happened there. So who's to say he wouldn't do that to Punk?
Okay, well, good point, Sean. We're going to probably talk about those right after. JCD, your opinion on the match?
I thought it was better than the Rumble match. I'm not going to lie. I was manipulated by the whole Rock getting DQ'd, losing the title stipulation. I thought they were doing that for a reason. I thought this match was better than the Rumble. I thought the bigger thing, which could lead to Punk's future as far as WrestleMania goes, was the spot where the ref was out and he had Rock pinned with the GTS. I think that plays into this whole, you've been trying to, you know, screw me, at, you know, keep it going on. And if, you know, depending on if you believe what's been rumored on the table for Punk at WrestleMania, if that can't happen, the fact that Punk had Rocky down for probably close to a 10 count might lead you into the direction of that triple threat.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point that you brought up, that CM Punk, again, had The Rock down, had him pinned, had him won. And because of a ref bump in the way, which was caused by Paul Heyman as well, in a way, yeah, that definitely caused CM Punk to lose. I think tomorrow night's going to be very telling on what direction they're going to be doing with CM Punk. You know, I do see this storyline going forward, but yeah, they could add him in there. They have opened up the door. But I think even more important was what Sean brought up, is that CM Punk, you know, lost because of Paul Heyman on his corner. And last Monday, they talked about that extensively, of what Paul Heyman means to CM Punk being on his side, but it cost him the title. I mean, that's the reality of it. So I wonder what that will play out. I actually thought the Rumble match was better. I thought the endings were just as equally as the same, but honestly, I thought this match was really, it looked exactly the same as it did before. They did the same spots from the last match. It had the table part outside. You know, honestly, I thought there was absolutely nothing different. Sometimes I have to say, sometimes you see chemistry and sometimes you don't, you know, and I just think this was one of those cases where those two, although they were entertaining to watch battling back and forth, but I think the match did not live up to what they could do. And I think it was very, I thought there was a little bit more into it on this one than I was the other one. But, you know, I think they could have done more.
Rocky wasn't blown up as quick as he was in the first one.
Well, I mean, I'm sure he had more time now. He's getting back into the flow of it. I mean, honestly, I don't think that, I mean, everyone was so excited for the Rock-Punk match. I don't think it delivered on a memorable match moment for me. I thought there were other more memorable matches. I thought the Chamber match itself was the best match on the card, and that's what we'll do right now. We'll go around the table here. Tell us your best match and why. Sean, take it away. What was your favorite match of the night and why?
Ooh, favorite match. Mostly because I have my reasons for this. I think it's a tie, but, well, No, not some. I mean, I was going to say it was a tie between Kofi and Dolph because of what those two do in the ring and ADR versus Big Show, but I'm not going to say it's a tie just because I already know what those two can do, but I will say, I'll probably throw this towards ADR and Big Show just because of the fact that ADR has really surprised me ever since this face turn and how well. And not just his character change, but what he's doing in the ring seems so much more than what we've gotten out of that guy in since he came in to the WWE. And plus, how much skill do you need to... Yeah, it takes a lot of skill to actually make a match with Big Show, of all people, look credible. And I can't help but wonder if... What do you do with Big Show from here? I mean, let's face it, him and Del Rio, their rivalry is over. There's really nothing left for this guy to prove. But, and the crowd just seems to be eaten out of Alberto Del Rio's hand. They just seem to, it's just taken off so well for this guy. So, I'll actually throw it out to Del Rio and Big Show.
All right, Sean has voiced his opinion. And then, JCD, what would you say your match of the night is and why?
As much as I want to say the Chamber, I'm going to go to six-man because I really didn't think WWE would have the balls to let the Shield win and win clean at that.
Yeah, I would. I could totally see that. I think definitely it's a strong showing for the Shield. I think the match that engaged me the most, though, was the Chamber match because the ending definitely had a lot. There was a lot more involved, more psychology in the match, even though I thought the Shield match also had a lot of that as well. I just think the implications of the ending was very important in the Chamber, which is why I liked it the best. Some unbelievable great facts that the commentary team talked about. I thought that was my favorite match of the night, just based on there was something big in the end for him. The Shield, I don't know what's going to be in the end. We know where John Cena's going. We don't know what the situation with Ryback's going to be because he's pissed off, you know, which could lead him to a heel turn or something else along the lines. But also, what's Sheamus going to do now? What's Randy Orton going to do? There's a lot of questions that we still have to get answered. But now one thing I'm going to ask you guys, and this is just something I like to do personally, and Jay Leto should, by the way, go with this. I'm going to make you put your own price point on the pay-per-view. How much is the show worth in your opinion? We know how much they charge. I think it's like $54.99. I don't even know what it is. I just pressed the button. So, you know, Sean, how much is the show worth to you? How much was it worth to pay? Was it worth it to pay the full price, or do you think that it wasn't worth it?
Well, I got my own feeling on.
Well, don't I know how most people get it. I'm just asking you though, how much you think it was? You think it would have been worth if you put up $54.99? Do you think it would have been worth it?
No, it was as good as this pay, as surprisingly good as this pay-per-view was. It was not worth the full price.
Okay, it was it was $46, $45 to do it. You know, so how much is it worth in your eyes? How much was that show worth?
I'd say, within reason, I'd probably say about 25, maybe.
$25, okay. So, let's going forward to the next man. JCD, how much do you think the show is worth?
I'll give you $39.95 for it.
Okay, that's actually not too bad. That's only $5 cheaper, you know. I would say that's about the range I would say as well. I thought that's what it was worth. I think that there was some great wrestling on the card, you know, but I would say around that point, you know, was definitely worth it. I would agree. I think that this was a good card. I really did enjoy the Chamber itself, the Chamber match itself, and it wasn't predictable like the Rumble. We know how many people said how the Rumble was so predictable. It was completely different on this case. It was definitely not predictable. And when people wake up in the morning and realize Jack Swagger won the Chamber, they're going to want to tune in. You know, so Sean, any final words you want to say to the PWP Radio Universe?
Well, like you guys, I got a blog. I got my own show on on Blog Talk Radio with you guys. I got Tuesdays at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific, Shark Attack Live. Also, the Shark Attack, which is also on iTunes, and you can also find my blog on sharpattackwrestling.wordpress.com. And just came off this past week, had an interview with PWG World Champ and ROH World TV Champ, Adam Cole. And, this week, just going to be talking more about the Elimination Chamber and got a pipe bomb or two to drop on one specifically about TNA, which I really wish Hulk Hogan and Dixie Carter would stop making it so easy.
All right. Well, thank you, Sean, for tuning in. We appreciate you coming on the air with us tonight. I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. Going forward, JCD, big show. We have a lot of unanswered questions. We now know the two championship matches for the show, but there's a lot of people who are not having matches right now. You know, what would you say going forward on Raw? What do you expect to see in the next couple weeks?
I would say definitely it doesn't have to be by tomorrow night, but I think by next Monday you got to know where Punk, we'll know where Punk's going. I think tomorrow night we'll get the official direction of Brock Lesnar. And then I'm going to be honest with you, everyone else is kind of a crapshoot.
Yeah. I mean, we don't know. I mean, I think with Ryback storming off, it kind of now delays me thinking they're going to do a Big Show. And that I believe we still have a celebrity involved at WrestleMania. I think that's going to be I believe Moneymaker is going to be involved at Mania, if I'm correct. I think he's supposed to be there. Am I right on that?
I think so, but not. I don't think he's wrestling.
Well, he might not be wrestling, but, you know, I know he's expected to be there. I'm hoping to get some celebrities involved with Mania this year. I think, you know, I definitely think we're going to see Chris Jericho and Dolph Ziggler going forward. I think that's going to be a match for Mania, which would be tremendous. I'm expecting to see Ryback and Big Show, or possibly Ryback and even in Sheamus in that one, you know, Brock Lesnar and Triple H. We're going to get some matches. They got plenty of weeks to build, which is great.
Yeah.
They had a lot of time to build, and we have a lot of great things coming up. We're going to be there at WrestleMania, and I'm sure in the next coming weeks we're also going to talk about things we're doing at WrestleMania, so make sure you stay tuned on that. Any final thoughts on the Chamber, JCD?
I thought, you know, for obvious as Punk Rocky was for the most part, I think the fact, I mean, Swagger, you know, even though I kind of jumped on the bandwagon, Swagger was still a surprise, which was good. The Shield winning the way they did was a nice surprise. Del Rio, I guess, dominating Big Show, I that may be a little bit of a strong word, but the fact that he got him to tap was a nice surprise. Ziggler getting added onto the show and, you know, just looking good against Kofi, which is what he needs. I think it was a really good show. I really do.
Good. I think it was still worth watching. I think people that, you know, when people shun a lot of the things that goes on, you know, it's a shame because I think you missed out on some pretty good shows, you know. I mean, a lot of people were disappointed in the Royal Rumble. I think this show was worth it just based on the two surprises of the Shield winning and Jack Swagger winning alone. I think, and Mark Henry's dominance, all the guys in the Chamber looked very strong. You know, there are a lot of great things that happened on this show, and I think people miss out on, you know, the card may not be as strong, but at the end of the day, you know, they could say Extreme Rules was a perfect example of that, where that show was not the best show of last year. We did that on the PWP Awards. We talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, sometimes you'll be surprised by the matches.
I mean, let's look at where the original SmackDown Elimination Chamber. If you look at that first week, you were looking at Kali, Mysterio, Sheamus, Orton, and Hell No. And that just would have been, for as good as this one was tonight, that version of this match would have been equally as bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think the right people were in it, and you know, I say great for Swagger. I'm very, very happy that Swagger is getting the opportunity. It's someone new, and this is a big heel thing. They're going to be going forward, you know, with Jack Swagger winning. He was your winner of the Chamber. So, again, we'll run down the winners of the show. We had, Sweet Tea and Brodus Clay win on the YouTube show. We had Alberto Del Rio defeat the Big Show with a cross armbar. We had Cesaro win by disqualification with an accidental low blow by The Miz. He's awesome, by the way. Jack Swagger won the Elimination Chamber, defeating Randy Orton. We had Dolph Ziggler defeat Kofi Kingston, with Big E getting some big push at the end there. We had Tamina lose and Caitlyn winning, and then The Rock retained his championship going forward. Big show. Big things coming up, you know, coming up in the next couple of weeks. We have about 4 minutes remaining, so let's do a little bit of plugging. JCD, talk about a little bit about your show, because you have some interviews coming up.
Yeah, we've got Adam Cole coming up. We've got Jason Knight coming up, and we've got Fred Ottman, Tugboat, the Shockmaster, coming up. And, gee, I wonder what the first question's going to be.
You know, that's going to be a great interview. I'm sure I don't remember the last time I even saw an interview with him, so this will be great to hear those interviews. I tell you what, all you didn't know is becoming our interview central for all great things, I have to say.
Yeah, and we got a commitment. Jay had Bennett on Tuesday night, and I know, you know, he's going to talk about, you know, trying to do something else with Bennett, but we also will be getting Bennett on Oh You Didn't Know coming up real soon.
Very good. Thank you for sharing that with me. You know, great things coming up, folks. So I want to thank you, JCD, for calling in and being the official co-host of our Elimination Chamber post-show. Remember, you can get this episode and all the other episodes that we have here at blogtalkradio.com. We also have all of our downloads available on iTunes. All you got to do is hit the subscribe button. We have people who have not even been on that thing for years, and they're getting ahead of us. Come on, people. All you got to do is go ahead and subscribe. You can do it right on your phone. You can do it right on your computer. I prefer an Apple, but you guys can pick whatever computer you have. You know, and we have great articles all about here at ProWrestlingPowerHouse.com. Join our Facebook page. Our likes are growing like crazy. You can join us right there. We also have a group you can join for constant discussion going on. And you can go to my website, TLDWrestling.com, and also go to the website, Brooklyn4.com, where you can see my episodes, which I'm actually no longer on because I officially have been retired from B4W. I have a whole notice on my website, TLD Wrestling, about what's going on in my wrestling career. You can check that out, which I know JCD checks out every day because he buys all my TLD merchandise.
I'm still waiting for the TLD onesie to be released. I need that soon.
Oh, sir, don't worry about that. I'll get going. You know, I got to get all my people, you know, working in the – I got some people in the basement working on that right now.
Okay.
Yeah, they're going to show this to me after. So, anyway – anything else you want to say, JCD, before we head off the air?
Nah, you know, I'll talk to you Tuesday night.
Yes, we will be on Tuesday night. We might get some more discussion on this, but more importantly, talk about some Raw and maybe some future things that we're doing for PWP Radio. So, for Sean, that negative guy, Jay, and JCD, my name is Will, TLD, at TLD Wrestling, you can get me. Thank you very much, and enjoy the rest of your night. And I got to find the intro button or the outro button. I don't even know where this is. You got to help me out here, JCD. Where is it at? I got it. I don't know.
You got it?
You know what? We'll end it. Yes, I got it. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. Have a good night.
TLD.
Yeah.
4-time tag team champion. I'm curvy. I'm cute. I'm a champion.
Folks, it's phenomenal what I do. You get to lay on TLD.
Buy everything, damn it. I'm TLD. Brand new deals that we have at TLDWrestling.com.
I love this stuff. TLD merchandise only available at where? That's right, TLDWrestling.com.
Because I'm a 2001 Golden Gloves Heavyweight Champion.
That's the TLD Fair. It's still around. TLD Pin. I look phenomenal tonight.
Woo!